Let's come to your family now. What are your first remembrances? The first house you remember, and how old were you?
Well, my mom and dad built what during the Depression was a very, very large house. She still had oil royalties. In fact, I still have oil royalties that I inherited from my great-grandfather's allotment. But anyway, they built what would at that time been a nice big two-story, three-bedroom house, West Oklahoma City, close to Lake Overholser, in a little development called Woodlawn Park. And that's the only home I ever remember because they moved there when I was 2 years old. So I was raised there. As far as first remembrances, I've thought about that some. We took some vacations the 2 summers before my mother passed away. I think my dad was trying to build some memories. And we went to the Gulf of Mexico at Galveston. I remember that, swimming in the Gulf, and they had these little inflatable rubber rafts that they rented out, I guess. We'd ride on those, and I can remember the caution that I had received about the jellyfish that were in the area. Mm-hmm. And we fished with bacon on the end of a string for crabs in the rocks, which I thought was great fun. The second memory that I have is, again, a family vacation when we went to Estes Park in Colorado in the summer of 1940, just 6 months before my mother passed away. Going to the mountains was a fun and great experience for me.
Traditions in your family and Chickasaw traditions, were they talked about? Did he speak Chickasaw,
no,
any of that?
Not really.
Here?
Had my mother survived, I'm sure that there would have been, but I was raised essentially by a Razorback from Arkansas. Although he treasured my mother, and actually I have some Chickasaw words that she had shared with him that he wrote down, but no firsthand language experience with my mother. And actually my great-grandfather discouraged the kids from speaking Chickasaw. He spoke three languages. He was a sometime preacher, and he preached in Chickasaw. He spoke English, of course, and he spoke French very well because that part of the country, French was a dominant language then. But in his view, I'm told, he felt the English language and the white culture was going to be the dominant culture, and he wanted his children and their offspring to be not only fluent, but convincing in English. They were and are. And, of course, my great-grandmother was white, so she didn't have any opinion on that subject. As a result of that, the Chickasaw language was pretty well lost to our family early on. And a lot of things. Not a lot of Chickasaw speakers still around, but Governor Anitubby and their cultural division is trying to reestablish the Chickasaw language as a part of the culture of the people.
Yeah. The first school you attended, elementary school?
Well, it was the last school before I went to college. I went 12 years to Putnam City, which was out near the little town of War Acres. It was a big country consolidated school. I remember when I was going there, we used to say we were the biggest consolidated school in the world. I didn't even know what consolidated meant. But anyway, we were big.
Right.
I rode a bus to school, a 1936 Dodge. And I rode it to school all the way up till 1950 when they finally bought a new bus. One of my early memories in the first grade was standing in line at school waiting for the bus. And ride the bus was great fun. It wasn't a long ride, so it wasn't too bad. But I like Putnam City. I like my fellow students there. I especially liked my second grade teacher, a teacher by the name of Miss Hickey, who treated me especially nice. My mother had just passed away a year before, and I think she went out of her way to lavish affection on me, which I liked a lot.